Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction is coming up on the 18th, 19th, and 20th of January. It's the annual Bell Ringer Video Auction for Superior Livestock, and it'll be starting at 8 a.m. Central Time each day live from the Embassy Suites Northwest Highway in Oklahoma City. They'll be featuring 143,495 head of feeders, calves, and bred stock. For more information, go to SuperiorLivestock.com.
Hi, I'm Monica Collison, President and CEO of Union Mutual Insurance. Like you, I grew up in and still farm and ranch in our great state. Growing up in Granfield, I learned the hard work that it takes to protect the land and assets that my family built over the last 110 years. Union Mutual Insurance has been serving Oklahomans just like you for over 85 years. At Union Mutual, we focus on protecting your farm, ranch, and home, not politics. Call your local agent today or visit us on our website at unionmutualic.com.
Well, the cattle complex was unable to find support, closing lower in all contracts. Traders are still feeling the effects of lower cash last week and the potential for lower cash again this week. Box beef could not find support yesterday with choice down 77 cents, select down 202. Box beef weakness may indicate the market may be rolling over as demand is impacted. Packers seem to have regained the upper hand again, though, at least for now, having purchased cattle last week to maintain slaughter pace with some contracted for this week. Hog futures defied gravity again yesterday due to cutouts falling $3.15. Any increase in cutout values recently has been short-lived, with weaker trend continuing. Cash showed some strength finally with the National Direct Afternoon Hog Report showing a 22-cent increase. Further strength's expected today as packers will want to produce a large number of hogs sooner rather than later. The February contract was the only one that closed lower as it holds premium to the index and will need to remain closer in line with cash. March Kansas City wheat's trading about 8 cents higher early today, setting a pace for the possibility of an eighth consecutive higher close today. It's fair to question the timing of a rebound in Kansas City wheat prices, with the southwestern plains starting to see more chances for precipitation, but there's little question of the need for wheat prices in general to trade higher. March corn's trading up about 2 cents today, adding to its highest close in 2 months, with help from early gains in crude oil. Earlier Wednesday, several sources reported the International Energy Agency expecting record world oil demand in 2023, largely helped by China's looser COVID policies. March soybeans trading 8 cents higher early today, extending yesterday's new 7-month high with modest gains of both soybean meal and bean oil. Not only is March soybean oil getting early support from higher trading in both palm oil and crude, March soybeans on China's Dalian exchange ended up 1.2% Wednesday at the U.S. equivalent of $20.15 a bushel. We'll check futures in just a moment.
Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction is coming up on the 18th, 19th, and 20th of January. It's the annual Bell Ringer Video Auction for Superior Livestock, and it'll be starting at 8 a.m. Central Time each day live from the Embassy Suites Northwest Highway in Oklahoma City. They'll be featuring 143,495 head of feeders, calves, and bred stock. For more information, go to SuperiorLivestock.com.
February live cattle down 72 cents, 157. April's down 80, 160.10. March feeder cattle down 157, 180, 130. April's down 117, 185.87. February hogs down 20 cents, 78.45. April up 85 cents, 88.12. Kansas City wheat, March up 12 cents, 855 and three quarters. May's up 9 cents, 849 and a quarter. Chicago wheat, March up 8 cents, 751 and three quarters. And the May's up 7 cents, 759.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.